It's a season two finale day right now, episode 7 of St. Patty's Day, Letter Kenny, season 2, coming at ya now!
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome! Happy St. Patty's Day, all you Irish folk out there. I don't know if you can tell, but I actually have green eyes. So there is a bit of the leprechaun in me. And no, that's not anything weird or foreplay. I'm just telling you the truth. Man, you guys remember old St. Patty's days? I would say, like, that's usually when I would drink more, but I used to drink so much. I feel like every day was St. Patty's Day. You know what I'm saying? Jameson. Holy shit. Jameson was probably my favorite thing to drink ever. I will tell you this little personal note. It has been almost 2 years since I put the plug in the jug myself. I always love watching stuff when just people talk about drinking or just being so hungover because it reminds me of those days where I'd wake up just eyes swollen, feeling like shit, and I'd look on the floor and, like, from the bed I could see Taco Bell or Jack in the Box bags. Sometimes I'd have like two different ones. So everybody's hungover, right? They need a greasy breakfast to soak it all up. Been there, my friend. They're talking about how Letterkenny was named after a town in Ireland in 1840. They talk about, of course, the Irish car bombs, the Irish grenades. A car bomb, I believe, is just when you put the shot of whiskey inside, like a Guinness, drink it. The grenade is where you have the cream whiskey on top. They're kind of cradled together on top of the beer. And I believe you pull the whiskey grenade, let the cream go down into the beer, do the shot, and then do that. I believe. Can you tell I'm not cool? Can you tell I don't know what drinking is or stuff? God. Anyway, they talk about the history of Ireland and why you should know it and why saying an Irish car bomb is not exactly sensitive to the people of Ireland or what they've gone through, especially in the 80s. So Wayne is very sensitive and kind of aware of that stuff. And I think that's really cool because it's very easy to see that this could just be a show about, like, dicks and farts and sex and drinking. But they do actually have these really sweet moments that kind of warrants the rest of the show. So well done, Wayne. Wayne's a little bit, he's St. Pat's poopy pants, as Katie keeps telling him. She says, go clean up your bum poopy. She says, you know, you got to respect St. Patrick's Day. And she goes, well, you're not religious. And he goes, who's got that kind of money? Great line. You're not religious. Who has that kind of money? Katie calls Daryl a legend. So Daryl's new nickname now is Legendary. Get it? Legendary. Why is he called Legendary? Excuse me. Can I even say it right? Jesus. So we got, they keep going back to this party the night before, right? And there's a bunch of degenerates in town. And nobody likes them, especially McMurray. Can't stand the degenerates. I'm good. You. I'm good. Okay. Riley and Jonesy, of course, are at the center of the party. Why wouldn't they be? Acting as security for everyone. Leprechauns, of course, as we're told, hold no actual power to St. Patty's Day. Dan has to remind us of that. Maybe it's like with Easter and, like, the rabbit. Like, how did we get a bunny with the resurrection of Christ? I don't know. Maybe it's the same thing. Leprechauns just kind of became part of the lore, but they weren't actually part of, like, St. Patty's Day. Because it's about celebrating St. Patrick. You ever think about that? Stop and think. Sorry, didn't mean to shout. Anyway, Daryl's dance moves, I will say, when they're going to the flashbacks are unreal. And then, of course, we're going to see Sammy Sandwich. Santa shows up. And Dan gets to borrow the St. Patty's Day outfit. So he puts that on. All the girls are coming up to Dan. Dan's definitely getting horny, popping wood, popping a little blanket down there. And Sammy Sandwich sees that. He gets pissed off, throws the thing at Sandwiches. He's going right after Dan, gets on top of him, pushing his head down into the ground. And just as he's about to beat the living shit out of Dan, what would you know it? Legendary comes from behind, grabs him, and starts beating the shit out of Sammy Sandwich. And let me tell you something. Everybody took note. Everybody saw the legend of Daryl, legendary, and it was quite special and wonderful. At the end here, let's see. They say that Dan says, Sammy Sandwich, who is quick as a kitten queef. That's a great one, Dan. Once again, how are you single? Katie, of course, talks a little bit about Lent. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Lent, I've heard of Lent. I know that it's about giving up something. I didn't realize it was the 40 days. Oh, 40 days and 40 nights. Josh Hartnett. I get it. Bring them closer to God. It's about, like, restrictions and something that you give up, right, to bring you closer. But on St. Paddy's Day, the restriction is lifted, so everybody goes fucking crazy. So Katie wants to get her beak wet. You know what I'm talking about? It's been a little while. Katie gave up sex. Katie needs the sexo, and she gets it in this episode. Not from a stallion, not from Stuart, whose can of tennis balls she's been looking to hold since a couple episodes ago. But instead, Katie hooks up with McMurray's wife. I'm talking some scissor action. I'm talking woman on woman. I'm talking some extra Y chromosome there. It's nuts. Wait, no, the Y is the man's chromosome. Damn it! Fuck that up. Stupid science. So, let's see. Legendary jumps on top of Sammy again, and everybody's about to have a fight. So, basically, Wayne, McMurray, they're sick of the degenerates. They go in. It's Wayne, McMurray, Jonesy, Riley, Daryl. They all get ready to go. Wayne goes in for the, I'm going to beat you up, and then goes for the next guy and just punches the shit out of him. Daryl, of course, jumps up like a spider monkey, lands on top of Sammy, further enriching his name, Legendary. And McMurray's wife, let's see. If McMurray wasn't so busy being pissed about these degenerates, he would know that his wife's getting nailed by Wayne's sister. Oh, McMurray, you dumb fuck. Finally, they drive the degenerates, or the snakes, out of Letterkenny, Ireland for you. And in the end, there's this massive, epic St. Paddy's Day fight. Our boys kick some major Irish degenerate asses. And finally, in the end, they're all talking about it. All the guys are hungover. It's all about Legendary at this point. And finally, Katie decides to get up. She's going to make some Caesars for breakfast. Wayne decides it's time to get back to Chorin. Because even though it's been this crazy time and Wayne possibly has a kid coming on the horizon, you still got to get your Chorin done. And we can't forget to do that, guys. Make sure to work hard. Do everything. Work hard. Play hard. But in order to play, you got to work. It's been a fantastic season two here with Letterkenny. This show just keeps getting better and better. I love it. I'm kind of freaking obsessed. What do we have to do to get, like, one of these guys? Maybe we can get one of the actors down here or Skype them in or something. I want to figure this out. I want to get in touch with them. They're absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. I'm Adam Carr. Season two. Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.